So her whole family comes. I mean, I don't know what you make it. Okay. So we're continuing in Siman Sadi Aleph. We're talking about a mixture of Basim and Cholav. Yesterday we talked about when it's Sonim, whenever it was cold, the concern of residue, there was stickiness at the point of contact. Today we're going to do something related, but the next step, starting with the Gemara in Psachim. Daf Ayin Hamid Bey is going over to Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, source number one. Itmar. Cham l'toch cham. Okay, you have, Rashi explains right away, so it's two. Bosa roseach v'toch cholav roseach. You have a hot piece of meat, falls into a hot pot of milk. A hot pot of milk soup, milk in your soup. Or echad shel iso echad shel heter. It's lav dafke din in bosa v'cholav. You have kosher meat, falls into a tray of meat soup, something like that. But everything is hot. So then, divra kol osur. Everyone agrees, everything's osur, no question. Through the heat, the transference of flavor, etc., etc. Tzonein l'tov tzonein. Continues the Gemara on Ayin Vav Aleph, top of the page. Okay, so if everything is cold, so divra kol motor that we mentioned yesterday. Okay, what about cham l'tov tzonein? What if the piece that fell in was hot, but it fell into something cold? Or vice versa, tzonein l'tov cham. Okay, something cold fell into something hot. Then what, you know, again, the flavor is transferred through heat. But here, one of the items is hot, one of the items is cold. One of the items is cold. So the question is, which wins out to, you know, to create either a heter or an iser. So Rav Omar, Ilah Gavar. Rav Omar, the top, Rav says the top piece. Okay? Rav Omar, Ilah Gavar. Shmuel Omar, Tato Gavar. This is the famous Tato Gavar. Shmuel says it's the bottom piece that determines the status of this mixture. Okay, let's look at Rashi 3 and Ayin Vav Aleph. Osir, Debola Hetem Isir. Obviously, Cham L'Tov Cham, everyone says Osir, because there's a blia of the Heter, that whatever is Mutter, absorbs the Isir, or the Chol absorbs the Bus, or whatever. I mean, Rav says, Ilah Gover, next Rashi, Elyon Notzeach. Whatever the top thing, the thing that falls in, that's what wins, meaning Hilchav. Cham L'Tov Tzonein, okay, if something hot, a hot piece of meat falls into something cold, then Osir, because whatever, again, the top piece influences the bottom, the top influences the bottom. Therefore, if the top was hot, now it in effect makes the bottom hot. So now it's like they're both hot. And they're bole, they absorb, the flavor is imparted, it's absorbed, and so on. With tzone and tocham, however, if tzone and tocham, if the top piece is cold, let's say it's a cold soup, cold liquid, cold pitcher of milk spills onto a hot piece of meat or something along those lines. Again, it's same thing as an heter. Tzon l'tocham, then it's mutter. She'er elyon mitzarno, because whatever is on top wins. The elyon is mitzarno, cools off what's on the bottom, and therefore below bali. Therefore, there's no bleir. Okay, so says Rav. However, u'shmuel amar tato gavar. Shmuel says the reverse. Hilchach cham l'toch tzonein mutter. If something hot falls into the cold, that's mutter. Because the bottom thing is cold, therefore what's on the bottom cools off and falls in, so there isn't sufficient heat to transfer the flavor, okay, and therefore it's mutter. But tzon and tocham is also, okay, tzon and tocham, something cold falls into something hot, that's also because the bottom heats up whatever fell into it, and therefore makes it hot, therefore there's bliya, etc. That's the seat of Shmuel. Then Rashi says, V'afal gav the hilchos hakirav b'isuri, even though in general we have a rule throughout Shas, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, we paskin Hilchos HaKirav B'Isurei K'Shmuel B'Dinim. The Halacha generally follows Rav in matters of Issur V'Heter, and the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and follows Shmuel in a matter relating to Dinim Amonis, civil law, etc. So that's the usual rule. So Rashi says, even though usually, this is obviously an area of Issur V'Heter, even though usually we paskin like Rav, Beho Hilchos HaKishmuel, here the Halacha is like Shmuel, because the Gemara subsequently brings two brises that affirm the position of Shmuel, so there's an exception to that rule. What are the two brises? That's source four later on that same page. Talking about Ayin Vav and Aleph, Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel, the brisa, Cham l'tocham oser, okay, v'chein. Then here's the key, v'chein tzonein shenos l'tocham is also oser, okay, which is like Shmuel, because tzonein l'tocham means the bottom thing is what's hot, and it says osir, so that's like Shmuel, Tato Gavar. But Cham L'Tov Tzonein, okay, if what's on the bottom is cold, or if everything's cold, then again, the bottom wins out, so what you do have to do there, as we discussed, yes, is Madiach. You have to rinse it off. There's still, again, we can discussed yesterday. There's still some residue or stickiness to the point of contact, so hadocha, some form of rinsing, suffices. But anyway, the first part is what's most relevant, Tanaka was in Shmuel, that obviously Tatoa Gover. Okay, then the Gemara asks, Parantan Chamla Tov Tzonin Madia. One second. Something hot falls onto something cold. All you got to do is rinse it. It's mamish the same as Tzonin and Tzonin. Right? I mean, if there is some heat in this picture, so the Gemara finds it a little difficult. Good, Tatoa Gover. But still, I mean, Chamla Tov Tzonin is mamish like Tzonin Tov Tzonin. It's cold, nothing. Came on the chamu ad the maker lay efsho de la bola porta. The Gemara says we'll learn like Rashi right now ad the maker from the word kar. When the bottom cools off the top, but it takes it's not instantaneous. There is some heat absorption at least for a moment, however long. So efsho de la bola porta. It must have been some bliya. So klipa me and the boy. So there should be at least can they klipa. Klipa is to peel off the layer at the point of contact. Rinsing should not be enough. Again, tzonin l'tov tzonin says yes, they're rinsing it up. And I understand chamu l'tov tzonin. I understand we pass this price like shmuel tatog of our good, but there is still some heat at the for a moment, a couple moments that the cooling off isn't instantaneous. So it should at least require klipa. So go ahead, you're right. Ela ema chamu l'tov tzonin kolev. Okay, if it's chamu l'tov tzonin. You do have to have klipa tzonin tov tzonin mediach. Okay, chamu tov tzonin we pass in tatoa gover, but not quite the same as tzonin tov tzonin. Rinsing is not enough. It has to be kedei klipa. You have to cut off the layer at the point of contact. Yeah.
What
are you
doing that falls on the same sense as you ruin, like
not necessarily. We may talk about that. You're talking about if there's a continuous. Let's leave that out for now. Anyway, that's the Bryson. That's Bryson. Yeah, good. That's Bryson. One clearly, Tatoa Gomer. Tanya Idach, and there's another Bryson. That first Bryson was not necessarily talking about Bas V'Cholah. It was talking about any type of issue. Just said Cham L'Tov Cham. Okay, but we see Tatoa Rashi, Amad the Tatoa. We look at Rashi, by the way, 5. Ad the Mekala, Kodem Shi Yitzdane. Before that which on the bottom has the opportunity to cool off and falls in. Kodem Shisan, it's Bola Kodu, there's some Bliya, because it's hot. The hot thing that falls in is Bolea, something from the Cholah or the Isser, whatever it is. The cold is not instantaneous. So therefore, you're right, we need Klipa. Tanya Ida continues the Gemara in 4. Bosa Roseach Shinofa Lato Cholah Roseach. Here I happen to talk about Bosa and Cholah. A hot piece of meat falls into a hot pot of milk, okay? Hot pan of milk. V'chein tzonein shen nafal atocham. Again, cold milk falls into hot. Okay, not only first thing both hot roseh. Second thing tzonein atocham usher. Again, like Shmuel tatoa gomer, right? The atocham that wins out. But cham l'tov tzonein, the tzonein atocham tzonein is mediah. Someone asks the same kasha. Cham l'tov tzonein mediah came in the chamu, but still the maker lay yefter the bala porta. The same kasha before. Klipa, me and the boy, we should at least require klipa. Answer again, Ela Ema, yeah, right. Chamatov son of Kole, son of Tosun of Adia. Everyone clear on the Gemara? Yes, good. All right. Tosus asks the second Akasha, so 6. Tosus, Tanya Idoch. Why do we need a second Brysa? Okay, usually the Gemara brings a riot to somebody, Tanya Kavose to so and so. Yeah, and there are other Brysas probably floating around which would support. Usually the Gemara brings one. Why does the Gemara have to bring? That's Tosus Akasha. Tamo. Hasu Lomalei Levia. Why do you have to bring this extra brisa, the second brisa? Omar ben Atan, the Kamash Malon, the Filu Cholav Shari. Notice that the second brisa is talking about Basar and Cholav. The first one was just talking about anything. Tzonein L'Toch Cham. Okay, Tzonein L'Toch Cham. I have first of all, that's even within the realm of Basar and Cholav. I have macaroni and cheese. Okay, I have hot macaroni and cheese. And a cold piece of meat falls into it. Okay? Cold piece of meat falls into it. So that's what it says, that's also, right? And the reverse case, but Cham L'Tov Tzonei, if I have in the fridge, there's a cold pan of macaroni and cheese, okay? And now, yeah, it's a hot piece of meat, you put it in the fridge, it falls over the shelf, and lands in it, then that's mutter. We possibly require klipa, okay? So what do you need the second brisa for? Says Rabbi Natan, Kamash Malon, Dafilu Cholav Shari. Even if it's actual milk, not milk chigs, but milk, meaning liquid, Okay, the afal gav the cham l'tok tonin boy klipa. Even though our conclusion is when cham falls into the klipa, but that's bedover shiachol lasos klipa. That's something where you can actually cut off the layer. Here bedover the loshayach klipa. By milk, there's no klipa. There's no layer, outer layer that you can cut off, right? So therefore, the chiddush of the second brayse is mutter. That's again, look at the word omer tam the kamot afilu cholov shor. Even though the milk is completely mutter. Okay, actually the hot piece of steak falls into a cold bowl of milk you have in the fridge. Not milking dish, milking food. Milk, liquid. And so the steak is hot, okay, but the milk is cold, so it's okay, the milk is still mutter. Okay, even though you should require klipa because it was some heat, nonetheless, klipa is not okay. You can't have klipa by liquid. That's not relevant. Okay? And how do we know that's true? Who says that so? Since the Gemara didn't say it's also, I mentioned the other day. We generally assume that something is also unless it's otherwise indicated. Many people approach life differently. That's not really in halacha. Everything's mutter unless we have a reason to say that it's also. Right? So here, the Gemara never said it's also, therefore it's mutter. So claims Rabbeinu Tam. But Veriva Cholek Bazer, the Riva disagrees. Umatzrich shishim kedei klipa. He requires shishim against the point of whatever the contact point was. There has to be 60 times as much milk as it was the meat at the point of contact. So that's a big difference. Rabbeinu Tam says when it's liquid, there's no klipa shayach, end of discussion. But the Riva says you'll need shishim. Apparently, he what?
So he holds that by something that is that's solid.
That's what it looks like. Exactly right. It looks exactly what it looks like. We'll see what that's going to talk about, but exactly what it looks like. Okay? But apparently, the Riva apparently holds that we're concerned here. See, the Riva apparently holds not a chumrah. That's the point. Let's pick off what you said. Riva apparently does not stop a chumrah. Riva apparently holds there is actually blia here. Right? There is a blia. Okay, not just in the meat, okay, but in the milk also is blia. And therefore, klipa is required mikar din. And when you can't do klipa, so then you need shishim. Apparently, Rabbeinu Tam holds, you're right, it's just a chumrah. It really, there is no blia. There is no blia. Blia needs hot and hot. Okay, there is no actual blia. However, we require klipa kind of as a chumrah. And if you can't do it, then it's mutter. It's exactly, I think, the simple way of reading it. And that's kind of how the Rush says it. Here in Chulin Parakhes, Simon Lamed Dalet. He quotes the whole Gemara. Okay? I don't have to read the whole thing. We go to the three lines in the end there. Tema. Lama hevi ashas. Rush writes it in clearly. Lama hevi ashas ha braisa shnia. Why did the Gemara have to bring the second braisa? Shele gamri kamori shona. It's mamish, almost literally the same as the first one. Just instead of saying kham and so on, it says basar and chala, but basar and seach. It's the same thing. Okay? So he said, Yishoma the kamash one, the basar or seach. Latoch cholav tzonein, a hot piece of meat falls into a cold thing of milk. Shorei hacholav, even milk is mutter. Ve'afal gav decham latoch tzonein by klipa, but bedover do shah klipa mutter. V'shamina dover zeh. How do we know that? To be the ayri bereisha bebas v'cholav. V'seifalo ayri elam a klipa v'hadocha the shayach bedover yavesh. It only talks about klipa hadocha, which is shayach by someone who's dover yavesh. Solid. V'im isa dika shum esur gav v'cholav. Avel eferushim my dina. The Brisa should have said what the din is, since it didn't mention that it's mutter. Riva, I am not sufficiently they klipa. The Rosh brings the sheet to Riva, but he seems to hold exactly what you said. It's just a chumrah. Like, what does the Rambam say? So the Rambam is source 8, Amud Perek Tes, Milchus Macholos Asuras, Halacha Yud Zayin. Habasa levado mutter, chalav levado mutter. We know that. Hubis Arav Shneya, they bishul yasu Shneya. Okay. What's the din of basu cholav shnei bashul shnei biyachad? They were cooked together. Oh, shenofal cham letocham or tzonein letocham. See, passing that shmuel tatar gavar. My goes well to the bottom. Avol inofal echad mishneim ucham letocha shnei butzonein. Then kolei fabosar kulo shenagav cholav ochal ashar. Inofal tona tzonein madiach achatir ba'ochlo. Then he meant something else we talked about yesterday, but the. Points out, obviously, in Osnun, he passes like Shmuel, like the Shmuel, the Omer, Tatar Gomer. Okay? Now, what do you need Klipa then for? because he says klipa miyabah da da meker lebala, because while it's cooling off, it's going to be it's going to be there's some form of contact, and therefore so we're machmir that there's some kind of a blia. So the or there's some kind of a klipa, some extra step is necessary. Okay, so klipa you need. Now he brings the riva. Okay, but the re and others disagree and hold like a minatam. Gosman puts it next to me. I forgot to print it, but it doesn't matter. We'll see it in the tour. Take a look in the tour here in our Simon Sadiyala. But Madam, I remember that we talked about yesterday, Bishop, some of it. Avol. Basar v'cholav roschen, hot. She's arvu yachad. O afilu basar tzonen letoch cholav roseach. O cholav tzonen letoch basar roseach. It doesn't matter whether which is hot. You know, the basar cholav doesn't matter. It matters what's where it is. Hakol osar. Again, that's like Shmuel, the Togavar. Aval cholav roseach shenafal al basar tzonen. We have hot milk that spills on a cold piece of meat. O basar roseach, a hot piece of meat shenafal atoch cholav tzonen fell into a cold bowl of milk. Kolev basar v'ashar mutar v'chein b'cholav. Okay, there's no klipa. A kos of riva tzorach shebo samech kedei a klipa shenesah meno. Aval b'nei yitzchok, that's the re, kos of she'ein tzorach. V'chein yeroa v'divei Rambam. It appears in the Rambam also. The Rambam did not exactly tip his hand, but the Torah learned that the Rambam is also agreeing, like Rabbeinu Tam, like the Re, okay, not like the Reva. Shekaz, the Rambam wrote, Kolef habasar shenofel b'cholav ochel ha-sha'ar. He said, you can eat everything else. V'lo pirish b'cholav ma'yaseh. He didn't specify, oh, well, the milk you need shishim. Again, what is it called? The absence, I forgot what the term is, but it's not there, so we don't have to worry about it. It doesn't say it. Otherwise, Rambam would have said what the din was. Okay? All right, that's the background. How do we pass it here in Shulchan Aruch? So the Sif Dalet, Nair Simon, up to Sif Dalet, that's where up to, Sif Tzadi Alet. Basa b'chol ha-brosu yisar v'yachad. V'afilu basa tzon le'tok chol ha-brosei ha-chol tzon le'tok basa v'yachad. Hakol osar, and the Shulchan Aruch spells out, Mishum the takto ha-gover. They had magic words, takto ha-gover. It says it openly, whatever's on the bottom wins out. Avachol rosech shalom ha-basa tzonim, o-basa rosech shalom ha-chol tzonim, kolef ha-basar, ushar ha-basar mutar. Now notice his word. Ushar habasar mutar. The rest of the meat is mutar. Okay? And he also says, Makum shabasar tzar klipa yim lo kafu bishukach mutar b'yevet. Now what about the cholavs? He says, v'cholav mutar kulo. So he's also, as it says in the print, that's the, he learned the Rambam like that, and the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Re, and so on. That's the majority. Yim nafu zeltav zetzonin madiach habasar mutar, like we said. Okay? Just as a side point, the concern for klipa is because ademeker lebala, right? That way Rashi learned back in number 6, 5, ademeker lekodim shitstanin, maker is the word kar, cold. Till it cools off, there is some time elapsed that there is heat to contact from the hot thing that falls in. That's ademeker says some blias, it never required klipa, it sounds like it's a chomer. The Taz, involved by us, points out there's another definition of ademekar, not from the word kar, cold, the Hebrew word cold, but mekar from heavy. Quotes the Mordechai. I couldn't find the Mordechai, but it doesn't mean it's not there. It's not always easy to find things in the Mordechai. But in other words, it's not a time issue. It's ademekar, okay? Because what falls in, the weight of what falls in as it falls in, there's some sort of bleed. You follow? In other words, it's mekar from heavy. I pointed out there's a famous sugya in Bava Metzia. Okay, Chof Aleph and Beis. Remember the Eilu Metzias, right? Machlokas Rab, Abayin Rava about Yerushal Midas. So the Brisa says Toshma Igule Dvela. Okay, the Kikar Shal Nachtom Ariel Shalom. Okay, Igule Dvela are packed figs. Okay, or loaves of bread. The finders keepers. Why am I Haloyoda the Nachum? Maybe the guy didn't realize he dropped it. So should be a case of Yerushal Midas, right? So Gemara answers, Hosam Nami Agav Diakiri made the other. Because he's a heavy, the guy will notice that he dropped it. He just didn't bother going back for it. Right? Rashi said, Diakiri, Kove, Masa. Okay, I'm just showing you from the other word. Sometimes the word maker, even the Gemara, can mean heavy. Okay, so according to this, if Cham L'Tov Tzonein, okay, so Tata Gavar, but when we said it, okay, it's a process. Right? There's a Tahalich. There's a process. The cooling off doesn't happen instantaneously. There's a process. So meanwhile, there's bliyah. According to the Mordechai, it's not a matter of a process. Maybe it does cool off immediately, but the weight, you know, as it goes in, as it sinks in, and it comes out the same way. La Loch, I'm just pointing out that that machlokas. Okay, now the top, yeah.
According to the Rama, when it's found in Sony, does the Sony, I'm sorry, when it's Sony Bacham, does the Bacham also become
great? Well, yeah, yeah, because now they're both hot, there's into it. Yeah, that was the lotion of the Gemara of you know, the Balei Ahadodi, right? They absorb from each other. Yeah, yeah. Okay, because Tator Govar means whatever the bottom is, that now it becomes as if they're both hot. They absorb.
In the case of
Tzonin, would only be bottom? Yeah, and that's the question. So what if the Tzonin is liquid? That's what we're talking about, right? That's Machlokes, the Shonim against the Rivah. Roll the Shonim, hold against him. However, the Taz, it's in Sivkot Zion 15, okay, the Taz seems to, he does, he paskins, the Taz in Zion paskins like the Rivah. He thinks the Rivah makes sense. Okay, even the Hagam that it's against everybody else, okay, he says, Achol Mutar Kulo, because the Tur quotes the Rivah from that Tosis, Shetzarech Sheba Cholav Samech Neger HaKlipa. He needs Shishim, and he brings, it's not quite a Das Yochid, he quotes Shari Dura and others who say like that, okay. And he writes on the third line there, V'yeirod ahachi nohog l'chumra. It's proper to be machmer. Okay, they require shishim. The Taz is machmer. It's against the robe, but he's machmer. He's a low karosh, not like the rush. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, pasa karosh. We saw the rush, right? Dainu kiri, and then there have been a time, and so on. And perhaps the Rambam's not as clear. But anyway, so it's, and the Svara, he says, if you look on line five there in the Taz, as printed here, exactly, you said Yeshua. The Taz spells it out. Delo itzrichu chachamim klipa ela mitzar chumra lechatchila. He says it black and white. Okay, that's what they hold. That's what the Rosh holds. Okay, but the Taz goes on. It's a long Taz. We're not going to read the whole thing. You can go over it. But the Taz basically is machmir, and he mentions others as well. And he says because there are other cases. There are other cases where we require shishim. When you can't do klipa, so we should be machmer here as well. Okay, that the milk will be mutter only if there's shishim in the milk against the point of the klipa. Because and the svara is, so what if you can't do klipa? So I can't do klipa. That does that mean that there was no blia? No, he understands that there was blia. Okay, the blia, this you can't see it, right? Why can't you do klipa by liquid? Because where are you going to do it, right? The point of contact disappeared. Right? It's one conglomerate. I don't know what you call it, but it's one. Yeah, dispersed. So you can't find it. But the Taz's point, and it's plenty of, that doesn't mean it's not there. It just means that we can't find it. Okay, so you have to go back on Shishim, right? And he brings some other places where we'll say you can't do klipa for because it's liquid or whatever. They require Shishim. So he said the same thing here. And I don't think that's necessarily reading quotes case that we're not familiar with, but that's the general idea. He's self kol self. You know, to use the, we'll see language later, Kapi Shmaya Galia, you know, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, there is Bliya there. Okay, so you can't just say the Bliya disappeared. Oh, you can't find it? Oh, now it's okay. What kind of rule is that? You can't locate the Klippa. Okay, so if you hold, it's just a Chumra to begin with, like the with he said, all right, so you can do Klippa as a good thing. You can't do it, forget it. That's just not a Chumra. Okay, but if you, so therefore, look at the end. Just look at the last few words of this. You can see about 8 lines up. Kay yesh lanu lifso kariva lahachmer uva kol makom binin shishim negre klipin. It's at the end also. Hachi no kariva lahatzvich shishim v'chein alach lemaisa. Okay, so the Taz says we have to be choshish riva. Okay, and again, he brings pretty good rayas that there are other places in Shas that say this. I mean, that say not about this case, but so the Shach in Sivkot Ches 16, the Shach in Sivkot Ches 16, the Shach paskins like Aben Tam and the others, and again he assumes, okay, that there are other places where they require shishim instead of klipa. So he says those places, you'll have to say that the Ramor requires shishim and Gnei Klippa. That's in a Klippa Nikaris, and here it's Ein Nikaris. He accepts this reason, the Shach does, Okay, again, he's not quoting the Taz. It's not that the Kudus HaKesef, it's a shop. But he's quoting that Shita, and he says it's true that there are other places where this Ramor requires Shishim, okay, against the point of the Klipa. But those are cases where you can tell where the Klipa is, and not this kind of case. That's how he says. All right, so that you know, because the Taz, I'm trying to say, the Taz is asking good kashas. He said, it's not a novel idea that you have to require when there's touch a point of contact requires shishim, quotes other cases. So the Shach said, yeah, all those other cases are cases where it's a klipa nikeres, called that. But here it's a klipa shen nikeres. We keep it eger here and by us on the Shach, he answers differently. He quotes among Avram, Milchus Pesach. And he says, all the other cases, and this goes back to your point, it's those are all cases where the klipa is required mikra din. That's where you got of shisha. But look what he says. He quotes the Avraham. Okay, the Avraham mechalik the hacha dafka b'tata gavar. Look at the words of the Eger. Dafka here by tata gavar. The klipa chumra ba'alma. The requirement to klipa is just a chumra because Adam Eikalei Balam is there some kind of mekilim in the Eved. We're mekal below ba'alma, not in other cases. In other words, in a place where you. In a case dafka here by tatar gavar, we say that the klipa is just klipa means the chiyuv of klipa is just a chumra, and therefore make it if it's impossible to do it like with liquid. But about other places where the chiyuv klipa is mikra din, then you need shishim. You'd agree. The Magen Avraham I printed for you, it's in the Tav Samad Zayin Sif Katan Lama Gimel, where he says beferish. Okay, there are two different types of klipa. Okay. And Colorado Clippers are sometimes the Chumra and sometimes Mikra Din, and therefore you can give that answer for you can look at the Magen Avraham if you want to see it there. Okay, look at the very end. He says it openly because he's familiar. Yeah, obviously the Magen Avraham, even though the Magen Avraham didn't write on Yoredeh, but he knew Yoredeh. Right, so the Magen Avraham writes. He says the Dafka B'Din Tata Gavar Sheina L'Chumra Ba'Alma. Again, notice you exactly the Magen Avraham says it too. By Tata Gavar L'Chumra Ba'Alma. Right. Okay, remember the Brisa first said he's pointing out. Look back, Bima Daik and the Brisa. Originally, the Brisa simply said Cham L'Toch Tzone. It didn't say required Klipa. Then someone asked the Kasha, yeah, but there's some form. All right, required Klipa. And it wasn't part of the original din. Even the original din is a mutter. Okay, so it's a chumra. The concern it's a chumra ba'alma. Okay. Okay, because Tatar Gavar, El Chayshin, Shemal Bala Parta. Maybe it's right. Maybe till it cools off, there's something. The Lachain ain't a Klipa. It says, Akdiva Machum Shatar Klipa Medina, where Mikra Din you need it. Then in this possible Klipa, Sarah Sachatichim, for that you'll need Shisha. Okay? And, because let's remember also, you know, the case is, how do we start? What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? The case is, language of the Chaber is, you know, they got mixed in. It wasn't that it was sitting there. It splattered or something, right? It wasn't necessarily that it was sitting there for a long period of time. Okay. That's the one that I'm wrong. The Be'onis and Abishud gives another answer. You understand what we're trying to answer? Remember, we're trying to answer. Taz says, what do you mean? The Revo is right. How come one rejects the Revo so quickly? So, plenty of other places we accept that. You need Shishim. So, the Shach said it's because. Shach said, in effect, because I mean, he didn't elaborate, but the Shach says it's only here that we say it, okay? Only by Klipa Nikeres, here's a Klipa Shein Nikeres, or the Magen Avraham, and the Kiv Eikron Magen Avraham, but it's a difference between whether it's a only here by Tata Gavar, where it's required only the top Chumar as opposed to Mikra Din. The Placey gives a different chiluk. Here in our Siman, it's a Cotton Bays in the Placey, okay? He first brings that Teretz to the Magen Avraham. The first paragraph, Harav Magen Avraham in Orachaim, Tiretz Dafka Becham LaTotzon and Deboy Rak Mikol Chumra Ba'alma, Deinos HaTarubas, Avalo Beduch to the Medina Boy Klipa. So first he quotes that reason, okay? And the Shach he said is Mechalik between Klipush and its Arab Enoniker, but he writes at the end of the first paragraph, but I don't get it. I don't think any of those reasons are right. Ani Lo Hivanti Divrayim B'Tama Dover. I don't understand. Okay. Lama ima isa gufa nisarav eno oser v'omeid rak tamu v'alma v'lo v'amosh yoser lama v'kame shmaya galya mainaf gaminim nikor ilo. I don't understand the Shach at all. Okay, I don't understand the Shach at all. Okay, what's this, what is recognizable or not? So he gives a different teretz, and he says as follows. He says the idea is, it's really gives an understanding into this whole klipa business. He says, Tzarech Loma, in the second line, second paragraph, the kim lehu lechazal, that's what he says, dovar she'ein bo lechatchila koach lispashet yoser mikidei klipa ein bo tam gomor erak tam kolosh. If something does not have the capacity to spread all the way through the item that it comes in contact with, that means it's a weaker flavor. Okay? Again, his language, it's a yesod. He says, Dovar she'ein bo koach. La'ibel chatchila koach. Lispashet yosem etikei klipa. It can only impact the thing it touches, but it won't go through the whole piece of meat, the whole piece of cheese, or whatever it is. That's ein bo tam gomor erak tam kolosh. V'lochein ein oser tarovaso ki ein b'tam zem mamish. That's not enough tam to impact. And he says that's exactly. Look in the parentheses. I don't know why it's a parenthesis. It's a key point. V'chein tzarech lom alavach b'rabu shmul de nechelku itetar gavar yelo gavar b'may nechelku. Okay, what's the whole machlokus? Rabu shmul tatar gavar or yelo gavar? I got a good idea. Let's taste it and see which one. You know, I mean, ochel yitom. Okay, we eat on kvela, get a goy, and someone taste it and see. Well, we know what's all machlokas. Venira, diva miyukum. Which wins? Right. In other words, what do you have to machlokas? Rav and Shmuel. Sounds like it's a metzias question, right? That's a real estate we should say. Sounds like with a tatoga or a loga, it's a metzias question. So go to test it out, right? So he says no. Ella the sphere lay tam hamburgers tam kolushum oat. It's not going to work through time. You can't. It's a weak flavor. In both ways, it's a weak flavor. Okay. Now the question is halachically, what with that? Halachic question. It's a tam kol shulam oat. V'chein adover yesh lomar by the hod and nester kadei klipa. The tam kol shulam oat yoser mi not bar not. Right? I mean, remember we had not bar not. Right? It transfers to the plate. And the plate. You know, the flavor weakens after a while. Right? You have something which is a fish. We had dogim shalom akara. Right? The fish was on the grill. Now I took the fish over and put it on a fleshy plate. But the fleshy plate had fleshy from something else. And there's no actual flesh here. So with the fleshy flavors, that impacts that. Now that gets put in something else. I mean, the flavor weakened. Right? That's not by not. Okay, the flavor weakened. This is even more weak. Lachain eino oser taravos v'kain. So now he says very sharp. Honey, mili bit bosser b'cholav, the tam kolosh lo oser Torah. Now we understand. Says of Yenis and Abishitz, this kula against the Rival, this kula that you don't have to worry about it. Like we said before, it's a chumra ba'amah. Why? Why is it only a chumra? Because there's no real tam here, says of Yenis and Abishitz. And basar b'cholav is only usar out transference of tam. If it's a tam kolosh, like we said earlier in the year, it never becomes basar b'cholav in the first place. Not that it's bittul. Remember we discussed that chiluk. Not that it's bittul. Then we can't boss chum to start with. Okay? Aval bisurim gemurim osim kol tam. Okay? And that's why there's differences by not with shari surim, by hangola with shari surim, ulechach af klipa oser. V'osni shapir, uvezeh musulokim kol rov kuzar chum, v'lo matzino haf dinam in a tam rak v'os v'cholov, v'zeh nochum v'sovelo kasha midi. See, hear what he says. That which we... That it's dafka. It's not a matter of the klipa being nikar or not nikar, like the shach said. It's not a matter of whether it's, I mean, it comes out like the Magen Avraham. It's a matter of whether it's chumra versus nikar adin. But he gives the svara behind it. Why is it only a chumra here and other places nikar adin? Because here it's only a chumra because there's no possibility of basar v'cholav. It never really becomes basar v'cholav. All right, so we have a chumra that we should do klipa. But if you can't do it, so forget it. You follow with Hashem. I think it's a sharp vavard that goes back to what we learned earlier in the year that by Bas V'Cholam, everything revolves around transference of flavor. Okay, and if the Tam Kolosh, the weak flavor, which he says this is, by definition, so therefore Lo Asur Torah never became Bas V'Cholam to start with. Okay, that's the the Shapreth placing. Okay, yeah. The Prima Gadim here on the Taz earlier in the Simon Sadi Aleph, Sukkot Aleph, okay, also says this distinction. He says, Cham l'tochtzon ha'barak chumra d'rabbanon, okay. He's just pointing out, not in this question, so we'll finish that question. I think Menachem Abishitz is the sharpest of the Terutzim. It works out very well in defining why it's only a chomer. It also explains what the whole machlokes is. So just two quick horrors on this point. First of all, so chamer talks on, we said it requires klipa as a chomer. Okay, and therefore we're mako. But he says something which is meikar adin, like we have later, we discussed yesterday. For example, basar chalav that touched, okay, he says basar chalav that actually touched, and that requires hadacha meikar adin. That's not the chumra. So then that applies across the board. Okay, that there's no kulas there. All right, and so certainly according to Rivah is machmir here too, but even according to those who are meikar here. Okay, in other words, basar chalav nogin zeb said the vada midina tzarach hadacha, and therefore behechala efshar hadacha asar filu b'dievet. You see, the Purgatim simply pointing out a chiluk. He's saying, yeah, we said with regards to the chiv of klipa, if you can't do the klipas, then the milk is mutter, right? And if they can't do the klipa, the milk is mutter. Yeah, that's because the klipa is only chumrah. But if that's just a chumrah, it's like the case we had yesterday, that they touch each other, the hadacha is required, maker adin. Oh, you can't do the hadacha? Tough. Now it's usr. We don't say, oh, you can't do the hadacha, it's usr. You're just the chalik between klipa and hadacha. Because the klipa is not mikra din, it's only chumra. The hadacha can't do it, so it's also in the evid. Okay? Like you can't do it, we mentioned yesterday at the end. No, hadacha, you can't do it on bread. Nothing to ruin it. Okay, so then it's also. Okay, unless you have shishim. Right? So that's the Purgatim points out. Okay? We keep it anger also. Okay? Says over here, in Siftalin, by us, in Rafa Zed, because it's Sonoma Deacha Basar. And he says also, after the Ebed, Lord Deacha Basar, Bishop, Tsar Shishim, Neger Kalabasar. The Dafka Yovish Yovish, Ein Tsar Hadocha, Rach Mishum Chashash Negia. Okay? But he does point out, even after the Klippa, you also do some form of Hadocha. There's a Chumra, so to speak, even by Tsonain, is that after you do the Klippa, we have the Klippa, you should also rinse it off. Okay. Now, I want to go back. So that's what I want to do. I want to just go back to some things we discussed yesterday and today, and just share with you some insights from Rav Soloveitchik. Just let's wrap this up. Okay, back in Sif Beis, take a look at source 22. Back in Sif Beis, we had the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam said, he made a distinction. Remember we talked yesterday about the ice cream parlor question, right? Can you put down something which is cold heter on a plate which has been used for Isser. Well, okay. You order ice cream and kosher ice cream. It's kosher ice cream. You know it's kosher. No flavorings, whatever. You know that it's kosher and they're going to give it to you in a metal thing. Right? Well, at the end I mentioned, yes, I'm correct. I think I said yesterday, I made a mistake, that the Shach said it should be klicheris. He quotes those who say, I think at the end he's making it by klicheris. Now the Shach said, Shach disagreed with Rambam. Remember, Rambam said it's not allowed if there's dover shesh balachluchas. Okay? You know, it has some kind of moisture to it. So, but the Shach said, even if it does, it's still mutter. Suppose you don't do it, right? Do it derech harai, right? Like, okay. But anyway, so look at the Rambam again. The Rambam said yesterday, 22, the Rambam Sif Beis here in Simsari, Al dafka dover shesh balachluchas ksas. Okay, if the kli that the kli iser, the guy's kli was only bole b'tzonin anyway, okay. So the question is as follows. But 1 second, okay. If the thing that you're eating is cold ice cream, whatever. How does any blia? Everything's cold here, right? What's the concern? So there is lachluchas. Let's say there is lachluchas. Okay, the Rambam said dafka dov sheyesh lachluchas. The question is, even with it does have lachluchas, and even if the kli that had been used for hot, but it's cold now, right? Everything's cold now. So, and the food you're putting on it is cold. So what's the problem, right? Which is Shashach says, okay, if the guy used this kara for hot, but now it's cold. Okay, and the Yisrael, the Jew, puts something cold on it, Davar Yavish. Okay, so Rambam is machmir if it has lachluchas. Shach was mekel. But the question is, what's the svara of the Rambam? No, you understand the kasha yet? No, okay, we're not talking about that. Here we're talking about that there's no actual basar chalav. Where is the Kol Min calls these actually Rabbanim eating the cheese and the meat together. Here we're talking there's no treif involved, there's no milk involved. This was used for hot. This plate was used for hot. Okay, now it's ice cold. It's been in the closet for all day. Right now it's cold. But there's lachluchas in what you're eating. You know, there's lachluchas in not on the plate, but there's lachluchas. So where is the plate? Where is the blia? Yeah.
If we're talking about a plate that was used to have the wife
from us
in the
Balak
through Rakat Sonar.
Seems
like you're saying that
the plate
was only used to
hold that for the fruit. No, he says only mutter if we use it. That's our kasha. It's only mutter. Lo Balak, then mutter.
Oh, we're saying it should be
mutter. I think so. That's not my concern. Salvation, yes. Okay? So he's mechadish, okay? He's mechadish that actually, if there is lachluchis, maybe you're getting this from your head. Okay, there is lachluchis, then there is some sort of blia and plate by tzonin also. Okay, therefore, if the there is some sort of blia as well by tzonin, that's a chiddush. All right, so therefore, if they use this kli for something hot, so it's also to use it now. For a double lach that's on it, because there is some sort of plata. It's not strong enough. Okay, it's not strong. Okay, it's not a powerful plata expelling or imparting of the flavor. So it's not going to usher the food. Okay, and there's no flavor there. So therefore, but there is some sort of blia. Now the issue then becomes: so why does the Ramah say don't? That's why the Ramah says don't do it, because ein mevatlin iser. That's why the Ramah said don't put it down, because in effect it's a violation of Alam Yisrael Chatchila, because there is some sort of a absorption even when it's cold. There's some if there's lachluchis, there is some sort of absorption. Okay, so not much. It's not going to asser the food. You put that cold piece of cheese, whatever it is, that cold ice cream down, and it's liquidy. So there is some absorption. Okay, there is some plate to. And I think the lachluchas works either way. There's some lachluchas in the plate that does go in, right? In other words, but it's so weak that it's not enough to answer the whole thing. In other words, it's nullified. It's nullified. There is something there that's nullified. That's what Rav Moshe says. Don't do lachatchila, because they're not listening to lachatchila. Okay?
He says that,
The shach... Apparently we'll have to see. The shach apparently will have to hold that there's no such blia at all by tzonin. There's no such thing as blia by tzonin. It's plate and blia by tzonin. That's what I have to say. Okay, but let's look at the Ramah. So that's what the Rav suggested. The Torah Ramah is based on the Ramah Lishachat Chila. Okay? Now the only problem is, it's a good Torah, no? The Ramah Lishachat Chila. The only problem is, you look weiter in Hilchos Aruvos. Okay, look in Siman Tzadi Tes. That's the Rav's answer. So I just want to give a little bit of lumbus today. That's all before we go away. Okay, so the look in Siman Tzadi Tes, Siv Hey, Pit 23. Aim of Al Yisrael Chachila, good. Mafila Nofala Toch Heter, Shem Bo Shil Levato, Aim of Sifan of Heter Kadeh Levato. Over Ubitlo. What if you did? Oh, Shariba Allah, you added more stuff and so on in Beshogig. What do we made? In Osir Levato Latzmo, Bechelim Yishun Vato Bishvilo. 1 second. Aim about Yisrael Chatchila is actually not only Chatchila. If b'diavad you did it, so you're not, that's what about, you're not allowed to eat it, kind of a knas. You're not allowed to benefit from it. Yeah? That's what it says over there. So, 1 second. So the Rav said, if my svar is correct, if Salvation said my svar is correct, that the concern of the Ramah here, l'chatchila, with putting something cold on a cold plate, which had been used for Isser, the concern is there is in fact some blian, some plate, but it's not strong, but there's something, and therefore you're violating Eim HaLisa Chathila, because it's being nullified as you put it down. If I'm right, then should we also be the Eved also? Because Eim HaLisa Chathila, if you did it, you shouldn't be allowed to eat it, yeah? But he wants to say that's what lachluchis means. That's what lachluchis does. There's some absorption. You're right. What's his right? I don't. I hear your question.
The other thing is that there needs to be in about the isser. Where's the dumb? What's the dumber
also? Well,
what's the type of this?
Well, what's going to happen is this plate is was used for treif, and now you're putting milk and kosher food down. So, and you're going to rely on the fact that whatever happened is not strong enough to aser. That's like it, right? You mean it didn't create the issue yet, but you're creating it, and then you're right away, Bennett, you're going to eat it, right? What about over the water, you mean?
What?
What's the bottom row?
In terms of
visual eye. I know he allows it to. But that's a different. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, anyway, so the Rav said a different point. He says, just to clarify, aim about Nisachatchila. Okay? What's the idea? He says, aim about Nisachatchila, usually, in most cases, okay, means as follows. Okay? Why do we say that you shouldn't even do it? You shouldn't rely on a b'dieved. Okay, he says because, in effect, we give a knas, like just like on Shabbos, you did a malach on Shabbos, so you can't benefit at all. And so same thing here. If you did it, the Rav said that he doesn't think it's a knas, but rather it's a gzera that next time. Okay, he suggested that it's not stomach knas, and others say this also. It's not stomach gzera. That next time you won't be careful, you'll be vato something. It's a kind of a gzera auto. Okay? In bitul, it's a chatchila, then you end up being mato something without bitul. Okay? And, like, for example, he pointed out there to Rashbah. Rashbah says in the Torah, some bias. Bias dal shar dal. Look at this. Isser muat. Similar to our case, 24. Isser muat. Shenivla bekli. In darko shall also kli. Shalol ishtamish po heter muat. Bichtei shenosen muat. Let's say I have an enormous pot. Okay, let's say it's an interesting case. I have an enormous pot. Okay, I'm a caterer, whatever. And I never use this pot for a small amount of food. Whenever I use this particular pot, it's always a ton of food in it. Okay? So an iser muat that got nivla in this kli, you're allowed to use the kli even l'chatchila. Okay? Because not a question of aim about iser l'chatchila. Okay? But because you never use the kli, you always use it. EF shall love only they nosin tam. It'll never be able to come to give nosin tam. Okay? The only concern is you'll end up doing it like again, what's the problem with the chatchila? Because next time you won't put enough in or something like that. But if you have a pot that you always have enough in, then you can rely on it. Then you can use it in the chatchila. See that Rashba? That's a chiddush. And the Rivash is the same thing in the Shulah Shimon Tess. Rashba is not a das yochid. Okay? He says, Kain kaz arriving. The k'deira shabola tipas dam, ochela. Mevatlin osa la chatchila. Why? It's got so little, and this pot, he never puts in a small amount. He always puts in a ton of food. So the blia in this pot is never going to possibly answer what's in it. It's always going to be mevuto. So that's an exception to the rule that ain't about Nisrachatchila. Okay? Right? And that's Shulchan Aruch Paskins, by the way. It's in Kufcha Bei Sifhei. Look at 26. Isser Muat. Isser Muat. Shenivla b'klisha darko shalishamash bo beheter muat b'chtei shinosein zetam beheter shishamash bo kamo kederi gedola b'chavis b'chavis hari ze mutter lishtamash ala chatchila afmush ben yomo l'vishi e efshar lovo l'idei nesinas tam. Okay, now that, full disclosure, the Taz and Gimel says we don't pass like that, but the Shulchan Aruch does. Okay, Shulchan Aruch does. So Mamela, you have a question?
So when we say a large amount, we just mean anything
more than whatever fell in. Yeah.
So that could be a small amount.
Yeah, it's a small pot. But again, this pot will never ever be used for something. For, you know, there's no possibility of ever becoming nosin tam. Okay. Yeah.
Well, they need the specifically. You're not allowed to put in the dollars.
Yes, and so what we're saying is that's only because next time we're concerned that next time you'll do it and you won't have the right percentages. You get in the habit of being mevatlan iser. Oh, I'll just add a few more. next time, right? But that's only a problem when it was a concern for next time, said the Rav. What do you see from this Rosh Bar, this Rivash, this Shohara? There was no concern. Huh? Sure, he's saying you can use this pot l'chatchila. There's Isser Nifl in the pot.
He's not saying you can put it in the pot.
No, he's saying you can use this pot. You can use this pot. Some dam or whatever got nivla in the walls of the pot.
Yeah.
Now later on I want to use this pot to cook. I always put a lot of food in that pot. That's the nature of this pot. Okay? So that dam is never in this pot ever going to be able to impact the food that's used. That's what he's saying. Yeah, it's a good deal. That's what the Rosh Bo and the Rivor, right? Rivor. Again, the Taz says, quotes others, it don't pass it that way. It's not so simple. We're not learning that now. But what the Rav did was he applied it, and he said that since an Isser Muat will never come, Lidei Nesinas Tam, in this particular pot. So the Isser Muat will never come to Nesinas Tam. So he says the same thing here. By a Dover Tzonain, okay? By a Dover Tzonain, it's never going to be strong enough to Aser. So therefore, at least be the evidence mutter. At least be the evidence mutter. That's why there are more. Even though Ein Malas Chatchila is also even the evidence. But here, it'll never come to that point. There is no next time. It'll never come because it's a time of, it's a whole gzera. It'll make a tarobis next time, and you won't have the proper shear. That's not no geya here. And therefore, it's mutter, at least be the evidence. That's how the Rav defined. Anyway, it just gives you a little flavor of, no pun intended again, some lumdas on this. Now, what will the Shach hold, by the way? So the Shach can reject this entire premise. Okay, the Shach, by the way, can accept. Now let's go back to what I said before, Yeshua, and answer your question. The Shach could say, he doesn't buy this whole thing, there's no Bliya Bait Tzonin anyway. So therefore, it's not a problem, back to the ice cream parlor. Or the Shach, no, I can fundamentally agree with that, okay? But I'm not going to apply Ein Vaal Nisal Chatchil over here, okay? Because the Shach can say, the Shach can say against this Rashba. Okay, and he can say that we're not going to say this whole svar. This whole svar is wrong. He's got nothing to do with Ein Vaal Nisal Chatchila. The Rav applied it, and but the Taz we said in Kuf Kam Beis and Gimel rejected it. He said the halacha is not like that. The halacha is not like that. You can't use that pot. So therefore, the Shach doesn't need to come on to this whole thing. Okay, one or two other things. I made a mistake in 28. My apologies. Okay, 28. I should have said Siman Sadi Tes Siv Zayin. So we'll leave it out. I printed from Arison and jumped ahead. Okay. Just want to know, Rav Schechter and his Sefer was against this. Rav Schechter did not like this Lumdus of Rav Soloveitchik in terms of, if not. We assume usually when you read that Gemara, it's a Kanas. Okay, it's a Kanas, right? Then in which case we can say the Kanas applies to us also, right? So you shouldn't be able to do the Chatchil either. And yet the Ramah allows it. I'm sorry, you shouldn't be able to do the Evid either. The Ramah allows it with the Evid, right? Again, our case, right? The ice cream parlor. So the Ramah allows with the Evid. With the lachluchas, it doesn't have a lachluchas. Ramah allows it. So what was the svara? So we gave a whole svara. Why he said it's only b'dievin? Rav Schechter pointed out, no, he thinks it is a knas because he has a gemara gittin, which we're going to come back to. But that's why I'm sharing with you now. Okay, the gemara gittin. The Gemara in Gittin has something called egoze perech, which is certain types of very high quality nuts. Okay, so the sugya there, it's very bottom of the dollar base, the tanya, it goes on the dollar base. Okay, there it talks about these nuts, they were orla, okay, and orla is you have to about 200. Okay, maybe I won't spend the time on it now, but the point is the way Rashi learns. Look at Rashi in 30. And goes a perech ein betenel afilu be'elav mechashivuson. Okay. And the second, third Rashi lo yalo afilu be'elav tekanis. It is a knas. So it sounds from that sugya lein ba'lisurcha is a knas. That's what Rav Schechter pointed out. Okay. One or two other ha'aris, and then we'll finish up. Okay. Again, in terms of the shach. The Shach could agree that there is Bliya even by Tzonin. Okay? And maybe he does agree with it. Because again, what there are more Paschal? There are more said that when you need Klippa, okay, and there's no Klippa, so then it's coming back now to our situation. So much about that case from yesterday. Let's go back to our situation. Okay? There are more Paschal that when you're Mokom Shatar Klippa, and they didn't do the klipa, so it's mutter be the eved, right? You didn't do the klipa. And everybody asked, but lots of places were machmer that the klipa asked even be the eved, unless it's shishim. So Akiva gave his answer, and Magen Avraham, and we had the place, even all the different answers, right? The Shach didn't give those answers. Right? The Shach didn't answer like the Magen Avraham, where the difference between whether it's just by Tatar Gavar, we have that, and we don't apply it to other things. We're going to say, Abishit says it's just by Bas Mechalov. The Shach didn't give those Tirutzim. Okay, why not? Okay, why didn't he give the answer, those answers? Okay, instead he gives the answer because of Klipa and the Keres and Ain the Keres. Okay, so the answer may be because the Shach holds that there is Bliya by Tzone. All right? And the klipa maybe in that case is mikra adin. The whole teretz of the Magen Avraham, remember, and the Gemara Eibushitz expands on it, is why we make on that case, because in the case by us the klipa is only chumra bealma, and in the other cases it's mikra adin. So if it's mikra adin, so if you can't do klipa, then the whole thing is usur. But we are talking here where the klipa is only chumra. So therefore, but the evidence is okay. The Shach didn't give that chilek. He was mechalek between a klipa and nikeres and a klipa and nikeres. Why didn't the Shach? So the Rav suggested, because maybe the Shach doesn't hold like that. Maybe the Shach actually fundamentally agrees that there is some sort of bliya even by tzonim, okay? And therefore, there should be some sort of klipa required, okay? Maker adin, okay? Maker adin. So why don't we? Because it's only by a klipa nikeres. That's why he didn't want to say it's a chum. He didn't want to give that chilik between chumra ba'alma and mikra din. He holds it mikra din here too, because by tzonin there is bliya. Okay. Anyway, that's another thing I pointed out. The only thing is that if that's the case, so why is the shach taka mekel b'diavad? Okay. Why is the shach taka mekel? Why should we mekel if there's a, just because there's no klipa nikeres? Okay, why does he say it like that? So you look in the next source. We'll move to finish. Yeah, I just want to give you a little bit of lumbus. Okay. Just a moment. So there's actually my focus in Simon Sari Bays. You have, look at the Shach and Sari Beis Yud Dalet. Okay? Sari Beis Yud Dalet. Yesh Omrim, the Lord Minach Haticha Nas Nevel in this Arab Isser Lach. Klomar, the Dafka Kishnis Arab Isser Lach Beheter Yovesh are Minach Haticha Nas Nevel in Tam Chashivas. Okay? Ke Hatichas Isser Nikar Umudo. Therefore, Nas Nevel. Avalo Kishnas this Arab Isser Lach Beheter Lach. Okay, because it all becomes blended into one. There's no chilek between this and the heter. You see, when do we say chaticha nas nevela? When something usur milk or usur chazer fat spills on heter yovish, because the piece is still there. It has chashivas. It still exists. So therefore, there we'll say chaticha nas nevela. We won't say chaticha nas nevela by a tarovus of lach belach, where one thing doesn't stand out of more than the other. You have isur and heter; they're both of equal value. In terms of chashivas, right? So if you have yayin nesek for falls into kosher wine, or milk falls into meat soup or something like that, everything gets all mixed together. Okay, so then we're not going to say chaticha nas is nevela. That's the sort of the shach, okay? Because the chaticha is what's chashuv, and therefore you need chaticha nas is nevela. Emphasis on the word chaticha. When it's lach balach, there's no chaticha. So if you eager there on that shach, okay, says. Once they quote the Mordechai like that, what about in Nisratse Kachaticha? What if you have a piece of meat and you ground it up? You made a whole, I don't want to sound disgusting, but let's say you take a piece of meat and chew it. Okay? And completely chew it. So now it's not quite liquid, but it's very mushy. You take it out of your mouth. I'm not saying you should, but right? But if you grind up meat in your mouth and you take it out, it's very liquidy, right? It's not a chaticha. You wouldn't call that a piece of meat anymore, right? So what if it's the srasek chaticha, v'nimuchan? Again, nimuchan means it melted, but it didn't literally melt. But you know what I'm talking about, right? You mash it up. So I mash potatoes. So mashed potatoes is almost liquidy, right? Mikol machom tzwichim shishim neged kuli. It still needs shishim there. because the kvar nasas nevela b'shas habliya the hachoshev. In other words, based on what the shach said in Sadi Beis, sif yadalid, there's a distinction between you were left with a chaticha or you're not left with a chaticha. What if you had a chaticha, but now it's not really a chaticha anymore? So the kibayeke said the same thing. Because it was a chaticha there, one time, therefore, chaticha nas nevela. However, the kibayeke quotes the Rashba, okay, who says that kasa v'atam v'chaticha came on shenisha b'isura. It remains intact. Masha'enu came b'lach, ha'kol nivlal, ha'kol mitzar v'levatel. L'fi zeh b'chaticha shemuch agam came dino kelach. Came in the hashtag, called nibble, now everything's mixed together. This chewed up or mashed up piece of meat now gets into milk. That's like lach belach. So it's a machokas. Okay? So the Rav suggested, a sharp suggestion, he said maybe the shach by us holds that cham letoch tzonen, there is some sort of bliya, but it doesn't spread. Okay? And therefore the milk, but you would need shishim and it's osir. But we're makel. Okay, b'tavshil, because when it's a klipa she'enani keres, is like the issa disappeared. It's like this thing. It's like the chaticha nathavela, but now you've mashed it up, the issa disappeared. So just another example of the issa disappearing. That's how the Rav said. Okay, that's a little love this, the Rav. Rav Konigsberg Sefer, you saw it, has these pieces, you can read it there again. I just want to give some love this one. The teacher just appreciate the way he thought. Just to finish up quickly the last few sources, okay? If you can. Okay? Yeah. So, we're at 34, right? So, here, what I want to talk about now. Just to wrap up, I'll try to do it in a few minutes. Okay? The Ran quotes from the Rif. The Ran on the Rif in Chulin, Mem Aleph Amud Beis, verse 34. Say it outside. Okay. The Ran quotes from the Ra'or that which we said in the Gemara that Sonan Tocham is Usur, Sonan Tocham, right? Because of Tatar Gavar requires. What that means is you need Natilas Makom. Okay. Natilas Makom. That's a. What Natilas Makom means is more than klipa. It requires more than klipa. Okay, but you could eat it after Natilas Makom, taking away a significant piece. The Ran himself disagrees, and he says that's only by tzli, okay. But by bas mecholov, it's also it's a cooler from the ra'ah. Okay, it's a cooler from the ra'ah. All right, you hear the Ran? The kulach ha'ra'ah that said even cham l'toch tzonen, even tzonen l'toch cham tatar gavar only requires a tefilas makom, which is a din refined by tzli. The things touch the tatzon and tzli. If something touches tzli, it's a tefilas makom. Again, we'll define it later, and it's good to know. I'm just telling you in a preview of coming track. Just know there's different things. There's hadocha. We already had, right? Hadocha. There's klipa. There's a tefilas makom. There's shishim. Right? All these different ways. It depends on what it is. You know, you'll get it straight in your head eventually. What's what? Okay, but that's what the Ran quote. So what I want to bring out here is the following. There is a Gemara in Chulin, Kufiyat Al-Meiz, which we had. I alluded to already before. Okay? That's Itmar Dogim Shalom B'Kaira, right? You have the fish. So it's mutter to eat the fish, okay, that was cooked on a grill, all right? And even though you put it now on a flashing plate, you can still eat it with a kutach. Okay? Fill it with a kutach. So Tosus 37, I have the Rashi's there, fine. Okay, Tosus and Dumas and Hilchos and Dogim, B'shem Rashi Pirish Rivan. They quote from the Rivan. Rashi quotes from the Rivan. The Dafka Olu, I think I mentioned this. No, that's only if it came on. It was just car, a Dogim Sheolu Bekar. They just sat. They were placed on a milchi, a fleshiga plate. But if this Bashlu, if they were cooked, then it's also the Kuta. Okay. And and the Ramah writes in the Shulchan Aruch, just a moment, it's in Kufhei, Iminicha Zeh Tzol Zeh, what if you had two things about kosher and non-kosher right next to each other, אם שניהם חם ניחום קליבישן על כל עשר והחצון ההטר צריך קליפה במקום שנוגע. Okay, there are more requires כדי קליפה. Okay, they have עשר and הטר which are next to each other. Okay, or they're both hot. Okay, then it's or one is sonar, it requires klipa. So the Taz. One moment. You know what, I realize I need more background to understand, so I'm just going to say what the Rav said, and we'll look back at it afterwards. But the Rav had a chakira by Tata Govar. Okay, and really go back to what you said before. Tony said it. What's the idea of Tata Govar? You said it, Yeshua. Do we need, in order for flavor to be imparted and absorbed, do we need both things to be hot? Right? Maybe both things have to be hot. Okay? That's one way to look at it. Or to Aser. And Tata Govar means that that which is on the bottom heats up the top. Okay? Okay? That's what Tata Govar means. Okay? Or we really don't need both things to be hot. We only need one of them to be hot. Okay? But the one has to be the one that can influence the other. And therefore, we say Tata Govar. All right? He said that was the Chakir by Tata Govar. The way I explained it before, and that's a simple way to explain it, that Tata Govar means they really both things have to be hot. In order for there to be absorption of both items have to be hot, and therefore if something cold falls into something hot, Tata Govar means the hot made the cold thing now also become hot because of their influence, right? And now they're both hot, it's into Bliya. You could argue that no, really both things don't have to be hot. It's enough if one thing is hot, okay? And things that we usher, even if the top is cold, okay, even if the top is cold, it's going to be usher anyway, because that's the nature of the parting and absorbing flavor. Even if the out is cold, but if it comes from something hot, which is underneath it, so that's going to make it hot. So the Rebbe wanted to say, for this case where the two things are next to each other, that is Sim Kuf Hei, right, which the Taz disagrees with, but from there you see, he wanted to say, from there you see, Im Shneim Chamechom Zakos, Im Echad Sonein, Haheter Tzar Klipa, that one being cold, he wanted to suggest you really need both to be hot. That's what I'm going to bring a riot from here. I just wanted to share that the Chakira, there's more to it, but I'm not going to take the time now, so we'll stop over here. Maybe the next time we'll go over it, but you look at that, but you take a look. But that's an important Chakira, I think, in Tata Govar. What's the idea? Do both things have to be hot, or is it enough that one thing's hot? So that Sim Kufe impacts that. Okay, we'll stop over here. So, Beis HaShem, we'll continue on Monday.